Welcome into another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN, our chance to speak Atlantic football with head coach Mike McDermott. Coach, thanks again for your time.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. Thanks, KJN, for covering all of our student-athletes.
Well, another win last week in the district. You knocked off ADM, and obviously the weather conditions weren't ideal for football for anybody, so that maybe slowed everybody down a little bit. But I guess talk about what you thought was successful for your team in that game.
Well, the weather conditions played a big impact on the game. I mean, real sloppy field conditions, you know, wet footballs. And early on, it was just kind of a game of field position where we had to kind of take what field position we had, try to get a couple first downs, and then punt the ball away and let our defense maintain that field position, which they did an outstanding job. Ended up getting up 7-0 and going into the half. Come back out in the second half, get a little bit better field position, and we were able to throw the football then. And, you know, Logan Riley had a great game. Jackson Eden, in those conditions, put the ball on the money. It's tough as a quarterback to, you know, sling that ball around when it's wet. So good team effort, though.
Yeah, and obviously that slows down a team like them that wants to spread the field and kind of sling it around a little bit, especially as it's, you know, wet early on in the game and you're not used to it yet. That probably slows down what they wanted to do.
Yeah, certainly. They're, you know, shotgun, spread it out, sometimes not have any other backs in the backfield. And, you know, so Mother Nature kind of played into our hands there. But, you know, our defense still played really well.
Well, and it seems like so far here this year, you've had different guys step up in different moments. So you mentioned Logan Riley had a big game for you here this week. It just seems like you're constantly finding another player to step into that role to be able to get some points up on the board for you.
Yeah, ADM did a nice job trying to take away Chase Molinex. So that's kind of the beauty of the spread offense is, you know, it's truly the spread. You try and spread the ball around and take what the defense gives you. So if they're taking away, you know, one guy or one particular play, there's other plays out there that you're going to be able to manage and get the ball to other guys.
And obviously on a night like that, you're going to need to be able to run the ball a little bit too. I guess how did that go during the game?
Well, it was hit and miss for us. We ran a ton of toss plays and just a ton of just dive plays, which aren't necessarily, you know, huge gainers for you. But with the field conditions, I told our guys, hey, you know, we might only get 2 or 3 yards, but that's what we need here with these, you know, wet conditions. And, you know, our guys hung in there and kept pounding away. And finally, we broke a couple toss plays. And, you know, Noah Bruckner did a nice job just running in between the tackles and finding little creases so we could move the chains.
Well, it seems like lately you've kind of gained a little bit of momentum. You played really well in that Glenwood game, but come up short. You pick up a win here over ADM, your second district win of the season. It has to give the guys a little bit of confidence here.
Certainly a shot in the arm, you know. And our guys, you know, even whether we've won or lost down the road, they've stayed focused. I attribute that to our seniors and our assistant coaches have done a great job of, you know, motivating those guys week in and week out and getting them ready to play. But, you know, we got a nice senior class who, you know, comes to practice every day with a lot of energy, and that carries over into our games.
Well, on that same note, you have an opportunity now here this week to go on the road and try to pick up another win here in the district. And not only that, but, you know, a win here would guarantee you a winning season. And that's obviously something that hasn't happened here in a while.
Yeah, our seniors are well aware of that. That's something that they've talked about. They want to leave, you know, that type of legacy of, you know, having a winning season. It hasn't happened in quite a while. It's been a long time. And, you know, they know it's right there on the doorstep. And here's a chance for them to do that.
Well, you get set to take on a Carroll Tiger team here that is going to be a lot different than your last opponent, a team that really likes to keep the ball on the ground, going to run it inside a lot on you. I guess you got to get those guys up front to be ready to be tough and grind one out there in the middle.
Yeah, it's going to be a battle up front. Our D-line is going to have their hands full. A Higgins kid, I think he's number 32, 6'1", 210. He's a bruiser, and they want to give him the ball 25, 30 times a game. So going to be a good test for our front four and our linebacker core on not only can you you know, stop the play, but can you get him to the ground.
Yeah, and they got a couple of other backs too that they like to work into the rotation that are about that same size, that are both pretty big backs. So I guess that's the kind of team that you know you're going to have to, you know, be there for the long haul during the game, because they're going to keep grinding out 2-3 yard chunks and then hope that they wear you down later in the fourth quarter. So it's kind of one of those stamina issues too.
Yeah, certainly. It's going to be a war of attrition here. You know, I think our guys are up to the task. We've talked about, you know, we've got to be smart football players. And when we're kind of the underdog and undersized, we've got to, you know, stay low on the kid. If we try to tackle him up top, even if we get him to the ground, he's going to tire us out. So if we stay low and stay down into his legs and get him on the ground, we're going to have a good chance of being successful.
Well, and I guess another key to that, too, is not only being able to stop them for the duration of the game, but making sure that you are getting some of those chances for your defense to get off the field. A couple of different games, they were able to run the ball over 70 times in a contest, and that's just, you know, really not only wearing your defense out, but keeping your offense off the field, and that's what they want to do. So you're going to have to find ways to get out of those third down situations to get your offense back out there.
Certainly need to get stops defensively, you know, quick stops too. But, you know, the big picture here is offensively, we've got to move the chains. And that allows our offense, of course, to stay on the field, have a chance to score. And more importantly, though, keeps their offense off the field. So we've talked offensively about helping out our defense this week. You know, even if we don't score every possession, just moving the chains once or twice and getting that field position for our defense is going to be a huge factor in this football game.
Well, and offensively, we've talked about here recently how you've been able to mix it up a little bit more, getting some more guys involved on the edges, and hopefully the weather conditions are a little bit better to be able to do that again here on Friday night. Is that kind of some of the stuff that you're still kind of working to attack at?
Absolutely. I think in this game, we might have to throw it a little bit more. You know, they're really sound defensively, and I just don't know how much we'll be able to run between the tackles. We'll certainly mix it up and maybe, but this game, I think, you know, we probably pass to set up the run a little bit. So just looking forward, looking at them on tape, that's kind of our game plan here.
Well, and I'm going to jump back to the other side of the ball real quick, too, because not only a team that focuses on the run makes things a little bit different, as we've already talked about, but on the other side of that, they haven't had a lot of success throwing the ball. So if you get them in those long yardage situations, they haven't had good completion percentage there. So that gives your guys an opportunity to kind of pin their ears back a little bit.
Yeah, we're certainly real comfortable with this team being in a third and long. You know, I think any team defensively, you're excited about third and long, but especially with this team, you know, their quarterback, he's dangerous. He can throw the ball down the field, the vertical routes. I don't think he has, a ton of accuracy over the middle. So once we get him in third and long, that's what we're going to be prepared for. And, you know, he's a nice scrambler too. So he'll drop back and look like he's looking down the field and then just take off and run with it. So it's going to be a good test for our defense.
Well, in a team like this that plays the way that they do, they've been in a lot of close games here this year. They certainly have that experience. There's been a lot that they've come up short on, most of them, but they've been right there at the end of the game. It certainly provides them valuable experience. You've been there a little bit yourself, too. So I guess kind of a battle of who's able to get over that mindset that we need to make the plays at the end of the game to win.
Yeah, I think that's probably, what it's going to come down to, just looking at both teams on film here, kind of knowing what we have, looking at what they have. I expect it to be a tight game. It might be who has the ball last. But that's going to be critical is, when you can capitalize, late in the game, now you've got to come back out and either make a stop or maybe, on offense, try to score one more time. So kind of reminds me a little bit of our Denison game, looking back, the team with the ball last, ended up winning that game. So, that's going to be critical here.
Well, and I've already spoke a little bit with Carroll, and of course it's a different scenario for them too, because they're used to making their way to the postseason. The 11 straight years that they've made it to the playoffs, and now they won't here this season. But I think no lack of motivation here for either of these two teams too. You want to get out there and obviously try to work yourself towards a winning record type situation, and it's programs that are very familiar with each other, played a lot over the years, and you want to get out there and put your best foot forward.
Yes, certainly. I think both teams are going to be hungry, even though we're both on the outside kind of looking in. And, their coaching staff does a good job of motivating their players. We're very familiar with them. Good people, too. And, it's just always been a good game.
Well, you already kind of touched on this a little bit. Your seniors have been good leaders for you, and no lack of you know, getting out in front and kind of showing the way for everybody else. I'm sure that there it maybe feels like there's that little extra added excitement here as you get towards the end of the season. They probably sense that, you know, you don't have too many opportunities left here, just a couple to go.
Yeah, we just talked about it yesterday at practice. You know, we're down to, you know, two games, and for some of them, it's their last two games to put the pads on, and it's. You know, it's exciting, and it's also kind of sad at the same time. You know, us old guys have kind of been there, and we kind of know what happens when it's over. It's over, and these guys, you know, they have an opportunity to make something happen, and I think they'll rise to the occasion.
Well, Coach, it's been great to see how your team's progressed here this season, and having opportunities to get wins in some of those close games, and hopefully that happens again here Friday night.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. Go Trojans.
All right, thanks a lot. That's Atlantic head football coach Mike McDermott. That's another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN.